From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Washington Post reports possible hacking in presidential election. The CIA believes Russia intervened in the recent U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump win at the polls. That according to an article in the Washington Post newspaper. In the meantime, President Obama has ordered the intelligence community to conduct a full review of hacking-related activity aimed at disrupting the presidential election. White House Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz says that there's been a pattern of malicious cyber activity timed to coincide with U.S. elections. He said the investigation will look at any and all foreign interference. ExxonMobil President and CEO Rex Tillerson has emerged as President-elect Donald Trump's top choice for Secretary of State, according to two transition officials. Tillerson joins former Trump critic and 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney as the apparent leading contenders for the nation's top diplomatic post. Former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani was also on Trump's shortlist before he withdrew his name from consideration Friday, citing plans to return to the private sector. Tillerson, the chief executive of the world's largest publicly traded company, has extensive international business experience, including dealings with Russia. Tillerson's involvement with Russia, including his personal ties with President Vladimir Putin, would likely draw close scrutiny during any Senate confirmation hearings given Russia's attempts to influence the outcome of November's U.S. presidential election. Now, Tillerson met privately with the president-elect on Tuesday after recommendations from former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Robert Gates. A transition official said that Trump is impressed with Tillerson's style and experience. This is VOA News. Officials and eyewitness report that at least two police officers were killed and four others wounded in a car bomb attack on a police checkpoint near the Somali capital of Mogadishu on Saturday. Somalia's militant group Al-Shabaab said one of its militants carried out the attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and other top diplomats are in Paris in a fresh attempt to find solutions for Syria's nearly six-year-old war that has claimed the lives of more than 300,000 people. French Foreign Minister hosted the meeting in the French capital to discuss Syria with the United States, European and Arab top diplomats, and members of Syria's opposition, a group known as the Friends of Syria. All calls for a stop to the fighting have so far failed. Kerry's also taken time to defend the Obama administration's fight against ISIS.
Communities like Ramadi and Tikrit and Fallujah, others have been liberated and people have been able to return to their homes. More than 55% of the territory that was taken by Daesh is now liberated. And everybody knows that the effort to liberate Mosul, which was the self-anointed head of the caliphate, is well underway and making progress.
In the meantime, Defense Chief Ashton Carter says Washington is increasing its troop strength in Syria in order to drive the Islamic State out of Raqqa, the terror group's self-proclaimed capital.
Now, to ensure the success of isolating Raqqa, generate sufficient local forces to seize Raqqa, and deny ISIL sanctuary beyond Raqqa, I can tell you today that the United States will deploy approximately 200 additional U.S. forces in Syria, including special operations forces, trainers, advisors, and explosive ordnance disposal teams.
Carter was speaking in Bahrain at a conference on Middle East security. President Obama utilized his weekly address today to give a final pitch for signing up for the Affordable Care Act, which, of course, is also known as Obamacare.
If you're not covered yet, now is the time to sign up. Go to healthcare.gov and shop for the plan that is right for you. Like most Americans who get coverage through healthcare.gov, there's a good chance you'll find a plan that costs less than $75 a month.
He said it's open enrollment time and time for those without insurance or expiring policies to become proactive.
And while the enrollment period lasts until the end of January, as long as you sign up by this Thursday, December 15th, you'll be covered starting January 1st.
The Affordable Care Act has received more than a share of criticism since its inception a few years ago. The president today warned people that the good things it's provided could be in jeopardy.
So any partisan talk you hear about repealing or replacing the Affordable Care Act should be judged by whether they keep all those improvements that benefit you and your family right now.
Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.